Hello, and welcome to this very special hypnotic recording. This recording should never be listened to at any time while driving or any other time when you need to maintain full awakening consciousness. When you're ready to begin, I want you to find a nice, quiet, comfortable spot and a comfortable position, either sitting or lying, legs and feet uncrossed and slightly apart, with your hands resting loosely in your lap. And let's go ahead and begin now with your breathing. I'd like for you to take some long, slow, deep breaths and fill your lungs with air. Then hold that breath for the mental count of three. And as you slowly exhale all the air from your mouth, just think in your mind words deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. So let us begin. Breathe in. Hold for three. And breathe out. Breathe in. Hold for three. And breathe out. Breathe in. Hold for three. And breathe out. And when you breathe in, imagine that you are breathing in calmness and relaxation. And when you breathe out, just breathe away any tensions or anxiety or any worries that you may have. And feel the physical body beginning to slowly relax. Begin by relaxing the eyes, those tiny little muscles around the eyes. Allow them to relax and let go. And if they are not already closed, you might like to gently close them at this moment. Noticing that comfortable feeling around the eyelids, perhaps even a slight fluttering, as it takes no effort at all to allow them to close. And know that for the next 30 minutes or so, there is absolutely nothing for you to do but relax. And it's a wonderful feeling to know that there is nothing of any importance for you to do. Nobody wants anything from you. Nobody needs anything. There's no place to go right now. Nothing to do but relax. Relax and let go. Relax and let go. And just enjoy this wonderful feeling that is growing and developing. Growing and developing within you now. Relax and let go. Let go. And I want you to know that if at any time during this experience, any situation should arise that needs your attention, you can and will immediately return to a full awakening state merely by counting the numbers 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you will be wide awake, alert, and fully refreshed, and able to deal effectively with any situation. But for now, just be aware of the position of your body resting here. Notice the feel of any clothing or anything else touching your body. Be aware of the time of day, morning or afternoon, evening or nighttime, the time of year, the temperature of the air on the skin of your hands, and any other uncovered areas of your body. Be aware of the surface beneath you, and allow yourself to think how your awareness doesn't end there but goes all the way down, deep down, down into the very center of the earth. And relax. Just trust in the sound of my voice. Allow my voice to enter your mind and take you deeper and deeper, down and down to a wonderful place deep within you. A very special place, where those important changes to your life are getting ready now to take place. now in a moment. I want you to count slowly backwards in your mind. And what I'd like you to do is count backwards from 100. And after each number, to think in your mind the words, deeply, deeply relax. And as you think of those words in your mind, you find that you will become deeply, deeply relaxed. So just count slowly backwards in your mind, and at any time you lose count or lose track, just start again at 100. And while you are counting backwards with a conscious thinking mind, I'm going to be talking to the deepest part of you, and you don't even need to listen to me because your unconscious mind, or your subconscious mind, will hear everything that it needs to hear. So don't forget, any time that you lose count or lose track, just start again at 100. Allow my voice to enter into the very deepest part of your mind, that wonderful place where those important changes and inspirations in your life are already beginning to take place. And my words become your thoughts, and your thoughts can generate a wonderful new way of being and feeling and thinking for you. But just for now, keep your mind focused on those numbers, counting slowly backwards from 100. Deeply, deeply relax. 99. Deeply, deeply relax. And remember, at any time you lose count or lose track, just start again at 100. I want you to take your awareness once more down to your feet and imagine, if you will, a sensation of warmth and heaviness flowing through the toes into the feet. As you feel that warm, comfortable, heavy feeling flowing in through the toes and into the feet. Very good. Now let that feeling slowly spread over the heels and into the ankles, then all the way up into the lower legs, over the knees and into the upper legs, until both the left and the right become deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. And let that relaxing feeling flow up now into the hips and the thighs, into the pelvic area, relaxing the pelvis and all the pelvic muscles. Now feel the relaxing feeling flowing into the stomach, relaxing the tummy and all the muscles there. Relax the chest and the shoulders, especially the shoulders. Just allow them to feel limp and loose and comfortable. Limp and loose and comfortable. Now take that relaxing feeling over the shoulders and into the back. And relax the two big muscles there, one on each side of the spine. Then move that relaxation back to the shoulders and let it flow all the way down the arms, down into the wrists, the hands, the fingers, and the thumbs. Notice the warmth there in the palm of your hands. There may also be a tingling sensation there, a tingling sensation there in the palm of the hands. Just let that relaxation spread up into the face, as you let all of the muscles in your face completely relax. The tiny little muscles around the mouth, the nose and the eyes. As you allow the forehead to feel smooth and soft, and the cheeks feel flat and smooth, and relax. I want you to imagine yourself now standing at the top of a long flight of steps. These steps lead down into a room, a very special room. In a moment, you can walk down these steps. And as you do so, I will count the steps one by one. And as you walk down the steps, I wonder if you can just feel yourself going deeper and deeper, deeper down. And if you're ready now, begin walking down as I count the steps. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're now standing at the bottom of the steps and feeling very, very comfortable and very relaxed. As you find yourself now in a beautiful room. The room is softly lit with 20 fragrant candles, and there is a distant sound of lovely music in the background. Apart from the candlelight, the room is quiet and dark, although you can notice some beautiful colors, shades of green and purple, blue and violet here and there. You feel safe here, safe and protected and comfortable. And I want you to just focus on the sound of my voice as you relax in this lovely and beautiful room. Listen to my suggestions. Hear them echoing through the room as you take them now deep into your subconscious mind. Very good. And now I want you to imagine that it's the end of a typical day for you. You've just gotten off work, and you've decided that it's about time for you to go visit your friend, who owns that cute, quaint little hairstyling salon. So while you're on your way over, you ring her up on the telephone. You let her know that you're stopping by the coffee shop, and ask her if there's anything that she'd like, because you're coming over pretty soon. And she says that she'd love for you to pick her up an espresso. It's been a really long day, and a little bit of energy, a little shot of energy, could really go a long way. She lets you know that a couple of her friends are there, other girls whom she works with in the shop, and that they'd also like a shot of espresso. Everybody's been feeling a little down and is in need of some inspiration at the end of the day. And so you oblige. Stand at Starbucks ordering up those espressos. The girl behind the counter, who you quickly notice right away, she's very cute. Short little hair. Bobbed hair. Blonde platinum hair she has. You compliment her on her haircut and let her know that you really like the way she looks. She says thank you. She's just been to a salon not too far from here. As the two of you begin to start talking, you soon find out that this girl has visited your friend's salon recently, and that that beautiful hairstyle is a work of art from your friend. So you tell the woman behind the counter that you're on your way over to the salon right now. She starts laughing and giggling. She says, I didn't think all these espresso shots were for you. So you hand her the money. She hands you back your change, which you put in the tip jar. Tell her to have a great day. Let her know that you'll be back soon. She smiles and tells you to tell your friend at the hair salon hello. You tell her that you will. Begin your way to the hair salon. As you're carrying those drinks, you walk up to the door. One of the girls named Alyssa comes out and opens the door for you. She says, wow, it's so good to see you. We're so happy that you're here. We're all just dying for a little shot of some energy. We have been so swamped today. So you introduce yourself to Alyssa and hand her a little cup or shot of espresso. You tell her that you just come from Starbucks, where you met a young girl named Anita, who had the cutest little hairstyle. And Alyssa smiles. Oh, that's right, we did her not too long ago, she says. She looks at you with a little smile, a devilish little smile. So then you walk back to the back of the studio and meet the rest of the girls, and they're all so happy to see you. jumping up and down, telling you that you're their savior, their little angel, bringing them espresso so late in the day. You sit down in the chair. Well, angel definitely deserves to be put on high, they say. So they raise your chair so that you're sitting above all of them in the room. One of the girls looks at you and she comes over and begins to run her fingers through your hair. Your long, plain brown hair. Shoulder-length hair. Well, I can't imagine an angel having such dull, boring hair. Can you, girl? She says. Dull, boring hair, you say. What's wrong with my hair? So all the girls come around you and they begin to laugh and tease you. Laughing at your hair, saying it just doesn't quite fit you. You know, you could do a lot better. I think you do really well with a style like Anita's. In fact, that style I think would look absolutely adorable on you, Alyssa says. And of course, your friend agrees. And then all the girls agree and they start jumping up and down. Let's do his hair, let's do his hair. Oh, I wonder what he'd look like. You're sitting in the chair. Your face turns red. Ah, hell, why not, you say. Go ahead. Make me look like an angel. And so they begin. And before you know it, you have five girls standing around you. You look in the mirror and you see one of the girls standing behind you, mixing up a solution. It smells like peroxide, so strong. And Alyssa quickly grabs it from her and begins to apply the solution onto your hair. She's brushing it in, massaging it in deep to your scalp, running it through the tips of your hair. And then she takes some saran wrap and wraps it around your head and says that you have to sit there for 10 minutes. And while you sit there, she's going to tell you about the hairstyle that she thinks would look adorable on you. So she asks you what you think of Anita's hair at the coffee shop, and you tell her you thought it was adorable. Such a cute little haircut. She says, I knew you were going to say that. I could tell from the second that you walked in when you mentioned Anita. I knew that you had your eye on the haircut. I think it'd look really great on you. Before you know that, she's taking the saran wrap off your hair, and she drags you over to the sink. She's so ecstatic, her face is beaming. She takes you over to the sink and lays you back and rinses out all the solution. Then she takes a towel and pats it on your head, drying your hair just a little bit. Wrapping the towel around your head, she drags you back to the chair. As you sit down, she pumps you back up in the air so you're sitting all nice and tall and pretty. And when she takes the towel off your head, you notice that your hair is much, much lighter than when you first came in. In fact, it's a platinum blonde color. You absolutely love it. She asks Gina to hand her a pair of scissors, and so she does. And Gina steps on the other side of you, and she and Alyssa begin to cut your hair. When they start cutting your hair, they have a one-length bob at your chin, but they decide that that looks way too conventional. It's just a tad on the boring side for you. So they start talking back and forth amongst themselves, whispering back and forth. And when they come back, Alyssa turns around and says, it's been decided. You need to have nice wispy bangs that go halfway up your forehead. They start snipping it off right away to exactly 1 inch above your eyebrows, which pleases them very much. Then they tell you that they think that it should be even a little more dramatic. And they proceed with the scissors to cut the back so high, giving you a very nice blunt edge, an angled bob, from above your ears in the back to the chin length in the front. And underneath in the back. The sides are trimmed very short so that your hair brushes and swings freely over it. You absolutely love it. Do you sit back and look at your hair in the mirror, you begin to run your fingers through it and say that you could hardly believe how adorable it looks? And the girls start laughing. They can't believe that the word adorable just came out of your mouth. Isn't it funny what a girly hairstyle, what an effect it'll have on such a drab man? All of a sudden, he's become so cute. They all start whispering and laughing. Isn't he cute? And then they start looking at your eyebrows. Something's gotta go. I think we should just go fix these up a little bit. They're a little too thick and a little too... what's the word? Unkept, Gina says. Why don't you come over to my desk? Because that's what I do. I'm in charge of eyebrows here. I would just absolutely love to fix your eyebrows, she says. You figure it couldn't hurt, so you go over to Gina's chair and you sit down. She tells you to close your eyes, and she starts with your right eye. She takes this very warm wax. You feel it on your eyelid as she spreads it with her little flat stick, making it nice and perfect. She takes a little piece of cloth, and you feel her patting it down against your eyebrow. And then all of a sudden, in the opposite direction, she rips it off. You take your finger, and you feel it's nice and smooth. She takes a Q-tip and pads a lotion and dabs it on your eyebrow so that it doesn't sting. And then she goes to the other eye. So you feel that warm wax against your eye as she's shaping it with that little brush. That little flat stick, and then the cloth once again, and then the opposite direction she takes and she rips it off. And it stings a little at first, but the second that she puts that solution on, it feels so good. You look in the mirror and your eyebrows are shaped perfectly. How nicely they match your hair now, making nice feminine arches. You're so happy with your eyebrows. And while you were so intensely focused on getting your eyebrows fixed, you hadn't even noticed that there was a girl on each side of you. And each girl's taking your hand. You thought that they were just holding your hand so that you wouldn't hurt so bad, so that you could squeeze their hands when the wax was pulled off. But when you open your eyes and you look down, you notice that both of your hands, your fingernails have been painted nice dark burgundy color, a beautiful color against your fingers. And you're sitting there looking at your eyebrows, looking at your fingers, looking at your hair, looking at your eyebrows, your finger, your hair, eyebrows, fingers, and hair. Before you know it, you're so focused on your hair and your eyebrows and your nails, before you know it, your ears have been pierced and there's just no stopping, is there? And of course, the girls are so happy that you've been such a willing victim. But they're all standing around talking. In fact, they're standing back from you now, looking at you in amazement. What a wonderful transformation that you've made from just a few hours ago when you walked into the salon, a drab man carrying a tray full of espresso. That espresso must have definitely gone to their head and given them some energy and creativity. As they stand back, they're looking at you and you wonder what they're thinking. And Alyssa comes over to you and she tells you that she and the other girls, have decided that they'd like you to work with them. And they'd like to continue working on you to make you their personal project. In fact, they're so amazed at the transformation you've made that they feel they could do even better. Before you know it, they're sitting down at the table and you're sitting with them. Of course, you're still looking at your fingernails, feeling your eyebrows, and looking back in the mirror at your hair. But they're sitting down with a whole new list, a list of new ideas and things they can do to you to make you look even better and more sexy. Starting with clothing, you see them writing and writing and writing. They're so excited, they're sitting at that table giggling, and of course you're giggling along with them. And you tell them that you think it'd be a great idea and you'd be more than happy to stay and work there with them. Time begins to fly faster and faster. You've got so much work to do. But you're very much looking forward to it, aren't you?